The following program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands. Need a vacation? Whether it's the trip of a lifetime or a weekend getaway, we can help. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Every single day. We all wish we were on vacation right now.
How can we make that happen?
Glad you made it in safely.
Yeah, so a little update on that Silver Spring situation. Yeah. That's a tipped over semi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was, although it is only blocking the right lane, it is a very big vehicle presence. There are lots and lots. There's tow trucks and police.
Well, that caught fire, right? Wasn't it?
It appeared to have. Yeah. I mean, I was trying to keep my eyes on the road and not on that. But thank you for Sean for telling us about that. And beware. It's still there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, welcome. I'm glad I'm back. Good to see you.
Yeah, it was good. It was good for you to have a break. And you had some amazing weather while you were away.
It was perfect. When you can have 83 and sunny every day in Florida, it was perfect. It really was.
Good.
Good time to be away. And now I have to go snowblow after this. So
I know.
We're back to reality.
What was really odd is that while I was leaving the house about 10 minutes earlier than I normally do, and I leave very early anyway, something, and if Brian Nisnansky or one of the meteorologists is listening, I think I experienced grapple.
Really?
It definitely was not hail, but it was very pelt-like, and it was coming down fast and furious, which leads me to remind everybody, or let everybody know, that our offices normally on Saturdays would be open 9 to noon.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that the DePere office, the Appleton office, and the Sheboygan office currently are not open.
Okay.
So what I'm, however, the phones are being manned. So what I'm suggesting is, why would you go out in this weather anyway?
Right.
866-GO-FOX-GO, and then you can talk to somebody, because we also want to remind the listeners that if you text FWT, Fox World Travel, F as in Fox, W as in World, T as in Travel, use uppercase, then you will not get an autocorrect on your phone, and we will give you what's happening with the exclusive deals. Another way to find those exclusive deals is to go to our website, go to the menu, go to vacation, and then it'll give you an opportunity to see get exclusive deals. And if you scroll down, you will see Rio Latino, and you will see Bahia Principe in Jamaica, and you will see Breathless in Cancun, and lots of other ones as well.
Mm-hmm,
but why not just talk to
somebody?
Now's the time
to get away.
Right? Yeah. Oh my gosh. If this round, 5 of snow did not inspire you to leave this weather, I don't know what will.
Well, the scary part, get out and clear the snow today if you can, because then it's going to be below zero at night,
right,
and it's all going to start freezing over, and so now's right. The day to get out and take care of
it. So as I was departing Sheboygan County, there was lots of people doing what I presume was round one of a couple of rounds today.
Yep, there you go. 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited talk and text line. We would love to hear from you. We're going to talk travel. We're going to talk about Paris to Rome when we come back. All kinds of good trips lined up with Fox World Travel. It's Dayton Kane and Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
All right. Rose is already doing better than David Nason. She knows this one right off the top.
Lumineers.
I am coming to Summerfest.
I am so bummed. I'm going to have to miss the James Taylor show.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen him a couple of times, once with Carol King. Oh, my God.
That would have been awesome.
It was in Chicago. It was awesome. So I'm sad about that. But man, oh, man, I saw the Summerfest lineup. We are a vacation destination unto ourselves here in Milwaukee.
I love it. Yes. All right. 855 616 1620 is the Siding Unlimited talk and text line. We do have a question here. It says, do you have a favorite all-inclusive resort in Mazatlan?
Okay, so we've had kind of a lot of questions the last several weeks about Mazatlan. So Mazatlan and Acapulco were two very, very popular playgrounds of the rich and famous back in the 60s and 70s.
Sure.
And for whatever reason, they've kind of fallen out of favor. They're not as popular and well-known. There are some all-inclusives in Mazatlan, some that have names that will sound familiar to the listeners because they know of Riu, R-I-U. That's a Spanish chain that is all over Mexico and the Caribbean, as well as Pueblo Bonito, which is also a chain that you hear a lot about in Cabo San Lucas.
Okay.
So there's the two Pueblo Bonitos, and there's also a Rio Emerald Bay that are pretty well known. There's another one, which is an El Cid that is also pretty well known. That's also a chain or a franchise of some sort that you're going to know. So there was another question about Mazatlan on the text line that said, are there any nonstop flights between Milwaukee and or Chicago? And the answer is no. Okay. And I believe, again, that's part of the reason that Midwesterners are probably not as likely to visit Mazatlan as maybe the people that live on the West Coast, where there would be a nice nonstop to Mazatlan. We are very spoiled here in Milwaukee. We have nonstop service in the wintertime to the likes of Cancun, Puerto Vallarta, the Dominican Republic, Jamaica, and we fill those up. We fill those up a lot. We also have the good luck of having Southwest Airlines. I bet you flew nonstop as well.
We did, and it was awesome.
So people are just, especially in the wintertime, going to be looking for those nonstops, and sadly, Mazatlan is not someplace from the Midwest, be it Milwaukee or Chicago, that you can get to on a nonstop flight.
Sure. Two interesting things happened to me on my trip. One, there were a ton of French Canadians in Florida, which was weird. Like, there were points where we couldn't understand what was going on because there was so much French being spoken. So that was interesting. And two, I found this out. Don't wear a hoodie to the airport, because the guy stopped me and said, sorry, sir, you're wearing a hoodie. I have to pat you down. There were people going through with jackets, with sweaters.
So this was Mitchell or Fort Myers?
That was in Fort Myers on the way back.
Okay.
Because I had a hoodie on, he had to stop me and pat me down, which I'd never heard before.
I don't know. If anybody else has that experience, we'd like to hear from you.
Yeah.
If you were a TSA officer, we'd like to hear from you. Let us know why Dayton got patted down.
Luckily, I wasn't carrying anything I wasn't supposed to.
We don't know. So the French-Canadian thing is not surprising to me, because when you look at the way the geography of Canada, the people that are from the BC area flock to Phoenix and then south.
Sure.
So you're going to see the Mazatlans and the Acapulcos and the Ixtapas and the Puerto Vallartas and all that kind of thing. And the people that are in that area, Montreal specifically, that's the eastern part of Canada, and they flocked to the eastern warm weather part of the United States.
And that they did.
They did.
When I was playing pickleball, I could tell they were making fun of me, but I didn't know what they were saying. good stuff. All right, 855-616-1620. Do we know when the 2026 groups are going to be announced?
Dayton,
I know every week we're going to get that question until they come out.
I ask. We are so close. I mean, and it's one of those things, if I tell you, they're going to kill me. So I can't really release any information. But I've seen the lineup. You're going to be blown away. I will tell you this. Now, we're talking about 2026, and that's any minute. I know any week now I'm going to be able to come on and say they're out, or the vast majority of them are out. But I'm going to tell you a little inside tip. You want to be listening, because soon, very soon, information about a possible opportunity for you in Africa, still happening in 2025, that is new, is going to be released.
Okay.
And I, again, can't give too much information, but very, very jacked about that. So, you know, it's already February, so you know it's got to be toward the end of the year. We couldn't possibly be talking about something next week.
Right.
But that is also going to be very exciting. And so there'll be more information about that particular trip, how you can find out more about that trip, and actually even an event where we're going to feature that trip. So,
all right. What about a trip this year, May 15th through May 27th, Paris to Rome, cities, countryside, and canals?
Okay, so if you are following along and you're on the website, FoxWorldTravel.com, under the vacation tab, we find group travel. And under group travel is where we feature our Fox group vacations. And there's a list of all the 25s, some of which are sold out. If they're sold out, they're removed from the website typically. But if there are several seats left, it may say call for availability, or you might see a banner that says waitlist only or something of that nature. Okay. This particular trip that Dayton is referencing is one of what we know to be Gigi Bromage's favorite trip, one of her most favorite trips. This is sort of one of those trips where it is a highlights trip, except a little bit more in depth. Sometimes when we say highlight trip, that has a bad connotation because it sounds like I'm going, and I'm seeing many, many cities in a short right. time, or many, many countries in a short time. The old movie, if it's Tuesday, this must be Belgium kind of a thing. And so it's not exactly like that. This is a little more of a slower pace, if you will. But if you have ever wanted to try to include Paris and Lucerne and Innsbruck and Venice and Tuscany and Florence and Rome into one itinerary, this one has done it cleverly and well. I adore this itinerary. And so we still have space available on it. If you go to the website, you will also have the opportunity to see the map, which will show you all the cities and how long we're
looking
staying.
At it right now.
When you see the little circle with the number, that's how many nights we're staying. So you can see it's a lot of two-night stays, mm-hmm. which we love because then we're not moving around quite so much. But also below that, you will see a clip from one of our videos of Colleen Alsberg and myself talking about this particular trip and getting more in depth. Below that is an itinerary, a daily itinerary. You click on the plus sign to the left of the number of the day, then you will see a synopsis of what it is we're doing every single day. So Paris, Burgundy, Lucerne, Innsbruck, Venice, Tuscany. So we go to Pisa and Florence and the Chianti area, and then we go to Rome. So it's an outstanding itinerary.
Everything you need to know about the trip in one spot. So go to foxworldtravel.com and find the group vacations, and you'll find it there. Paris to Rome, May 15th through May 27th.
So it's coming
of
up.
This year.
Yeah, so it's coming up, and we do have space available on it. And right now, you will also see right underneath those dates, if you pay and deposit by the 12th of March, you can get a $300 off per person discount. That's significant.
What a deal. We will be right back. Get your calls and texts in 855-616-1620. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
925 Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. 2 to 4 inches possible yet today. A high of 33, currently 29 in Milwaukee. We do have text at 855-616-1620. That's the Siding Unlimited talking text line. It says, taking a family trip over spring break with our two college kids to Peru. We have one day in Lima. Any recommendations? Was thinking a food tour or a visit with seafood fruit markets. Currently booked at a hotel Belmond at Machu Picchu.
Okay.
Is it worth it?
The Belmond is an outstanding hotel.
All right.
So, well, yay, lucky you.
All right.
And what I would suggest is if you're looking for some kind of a tour, check out Viator, V-I-A-T-O-U-R, Viator. Viator, I spelled it wrong. V-I-A-T-O-R, Viator Tours. They're reliable. They've got good reviews. Check out each individual review, because Viator subcontracts some of that product. And
sure.
Of course, they're selling it out. But there's so many to choose from. A food tour would be maybe a half-day thing, whereas you might do a whole full-day thing. But Viator would be your go-to website.
All right. But you got the right hotel, it sounds like.
Oh, my gosh. Belmond hotels are outstanding in general.
855-616-1620. Could you recommend a tour company to see the wild beast migration in Africa, and what is the best time of the year to see them?
Okay, so I am going to give shout out to our good friends at African Travel. They are outstanding. I have traveled to South Africa with them, I think it's 4 times. I sometimes say 3. I have to go back and remember, but they are outstanding. They are a part of the TTC company, that which is the travel corporation. We love them. We work with them for many of our African offerings, and South Africa is among them, and Tanzania. When I do Kenya next year or this year,
okay,
we'll be using African Travel for that one. So we love them, and there certainly are others. I could say Mikado. That would be a tiny step above that one. And then Abercrombie and Kent, of course, is also a well-known company. But African Travel does a great, great job. And that also brings us to another question. It says, do we need a visa to go to Africa? Okay, so Africa's a continent. You got to hone in on what country you're asking for, because you do need visas for many of those countries, including South Africa. They're easy to get, and oftentimes you can get them at the airport or you can get them upon arrival. The Great Migration is kind of one of those things where it's such a spread out activity that it's hard to say exactly, like, go this day and this month, because right, this is when this is happening. But it is traditionally considered to be July through November is the Great Migration.
So it's a pretty decent window.
Right. And it animals are migrating all the time.
Right.
So between July and August is when the wildebeests are doing the big, big, big migration. But you can see them migrating at any time, typically.
All right. We do have about a minute and a half here. FWT, if I text that to 855-616-1620, what do I get
it'll
back?
It'll take you right to, it'll take you to a form, you fill it out, and then it'll take you to the deals. You can find those deals on the website as well, but if you'd rather just look at them on your phone, that's how the most current things are getting funneled to you.
You know another way, and it happens to me every week, I get an email.
There you go.
How do I get on that email?
Hey, if you're not on the email, all you have to do is either give us a call, 866-GO-FOX-GO, and we can put you on that. Also, if you text into FWT and you fill out my name and my email address, and then you get back the deals, our system will look to see, are you actually already in our system? And if you're not, they'll put you in
there
the system.
Go.
And you will only get one a week. We're very, very stringent about that. And you can opt out anytime.
There were some pretty good deals on the email this week. I opened it. I'm like, what? Is that right?
Yeah.
So you need to check it out.
So again, if you're traveling, if you've got flexibility, that's where you're going to find the really good deals, right?
Yeah. 855-616-1620, text FWT to get the link. Or if you have a question, that's where you call or text in as well. We do need to take a break from the Fox World Travel Show. Go over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Sean Brinda. Good morning, Sean.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Thank you for joining us. Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited talk and text line. Let's go right over to Fred and Abraham. Good morning, Fred. What's your question?
My question is regard to passport renewal. My passport does not need to be renewed until next March, but we're going on a trip in December. And considering things that are happening in Washington right now, I'm wondering if I go and reapply for a renewal of my passport, whether I'll ever get my passport back with the things that are going on there. I'm just wondering if you've heard or Rose has heard anything about passport renewals.
Well, Fred, here's some good news. Did you know you can renew your passport online?
Yes, okay. I know that.
So but, if you're concerned about the physical passport itself sitting someplace and not being worked on, this is a this is another option for you, because you don't send your passport in. You go ahead and you apply. So if you just go to travel.state.gov and under the U.S. passports section, there's some very clear, well-worded, well-written information about how to renew online. The first bullet is, can you meet these requirements? And certainly it sounds like you can. I see where you'd want to renew your passport a little bit closer to that trip, because a lot of places that you would be traveling to with a U.S. passport are requiring that you have at least 6 months of validity on your passport.
Yes.
So that would be that. But everybody that I have talked to that is been renewing online has had nothing but good things to say about the process, and saying it's taking 3 weeks.
Okay. Well, that sounds good.
Yeah. And I haven't, I haven't personally talked to anybody about physically sending in their passports, but if there was any kind of a holdup right now, we would be the first to hear about it because our industry publications would be warning us of that. And right now on the government's website, it says routine renewal times when you do it without the renewing online is taking 6 weeks.
Okay. Well, that sounds great.
All right. So now you have to make a choice which way to do it.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling.
What we want to caution everybody about, Dayton, is when you do that online, your passport, the moment you hit submit and it's accepted, that application, that passport you're holding in your hand is now null and void.
Mm-hmm.
So whereas when you send that in and then they deface that passport and they return it to you, you don't have your passport in your hand, so you wouldn't be able to go anywhere anyway.
Right.
But we just want to make sure that everybody understands, just because you're holding a physical passport, if you've been accepted for renewal online, your passport is no longer valid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know. 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited talk and text line. We are planning a Viking River cruise from Avignon. Is that how you say
you, it? That is so French. You must have been hanging Avignon? Out with French Canadians.
To Lyon. I would like to take a
but
side
that's
trip.
Lyon.
Lyon. Lyon. See, I said that. And then now I'm going to say this wrong. Pont du Gard.
Hey. Excellent.
And spend 3 to 4 days in the French Riviera. Would Fox be able to arrange these side trips if we book the cruise through you? What's the best time of the year to take that trip?
Okay. So I'd like to say Fox World Travel can do that even if you don't book the cruise through us. But why wouldn't you book the cruise through us? Because even if you're looking at one of the many, many, many pieces of collateral, brochure, or postcard, whatever you got from Viking, and it says you are a repeat customer or you live on a street that happens to be getting the deal this week or whatever it might be. If you've got a deal in your hand, Fox can match that deal. All we have to do is say to our Viking people that we call, my customer has this in their hand. Are you able to, offer that to them as well? Yes. Avignon to Lyon is one of my absolutely favorite trips in the entire world for a number of reasons. First of all, Avignon is where the Palace of the Popes is. And on that itinerary, you are also going to be going to Châteauneuf-du-Pape or vineyards and wineries that produce Châteauneuf-du-Pape. So that's the wine of the Popes.
Okay.
And it is delightful. It's the nectar of the gods for people who love that kind of red wine. Lyon is the gastronomical capital of the world.
Really?
So much food, little stalls and shops and unique, unbelievable food. The Pont du Gard is an aqueduct. It's a bridge and an aqueduct that you go and you visit. It doesn't sound like, if you're listening to me right now, you're like, Rose, I don't think an aqueduct sounds very exciting at all. It's beautiful. It's stunning. It's a double-decker old aqueduct. I have a special, special memory because I was on a river cruise one time. That's not true. It was a land tour. It was during my 60th birthday trip. And the guide we were with happened to be from Insight Vacations, took us down to the Pont du Gard. So the motor coach pulls into the parking lot. There was maybe three other motor coaches there, not completely full. And the driver and my guide, Philip, were gone. So I just started walking the people to how you begin your exploration of the Pont du Gard, thinking, where did these guys go? Well, they were underneath the coach getting picnic baskets that they had brought along that had amazing sausage, amazing cheese, and sparkling wine, and set it all up on one of the many, many stone walls around the Pont du Gard. And we all had a little snack before we began our journey.
That's nice.
So Pont du Gard has a very special place in my heart.
All right. Good. So it sounds like it's going to be a good trip for them,
too. It is going to be a great trip.
Awesome. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get to more of these texts. 855-616-1620. The same number you can text FWT to get all the deals that are going on right now. 855-616-1620. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Got a getaway? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray, 944, 30 degrees on the way, up to a high of 33, so we're almost there already. Not a bad day to be outside and clearing snow if you have to, because it's going to get cold really quick. Siding Unlimited, talking text line, 855-616-1620. Isaac, what band was that one?
Oh, boy.
That was the Plain White Tees.
Oh, Plain White Tees.
Oh, now we should have known. That's a common one.
Yeah. All right. So we did get a follow-up text that said, thank you. We asked you about this trip a year ago, and with your recommendation, put a trip together to Peru. Thank you again. We listen every week. We love the show. Always a pick up a travel tip every week. So
I told them the last 2 weeks, the listeners, that I'm going to be saying this probably weekly. Don't forget about real ID. I have terrible nightmares about people going to the airport to get on a domestic flight with their driver's license that is not a real ID and then not being permitted to get on the flight.
That started in May again?
May 7th. Right? And I've talked about this. This was supposed to have gone into effect in 2005, or it was adopted into law in 2005. So 20 years later, it's been pushed off and pushed off and pushed off. And as hard as the government and everybody is hitting this, I feel like it's going to happen this time. So if you don't know about real ID, you can Google real ID. And I do also want to tell people, if you have a passport but no real ID, a passport will do you just fine. But many people don't get passports. They're just domestic travelers. And you will get denied boarding if you don't have a real ID.
So somebody asked earlier about the government and things going on there. You guys have not heard anything so far of travel being affected by it?
No
warnings coming?
No.
Because there was talk of the TSA at some point.
So always a couple of things. Travel.state.gov, and then also the TSA website. And then I also have a TSA app on my phone, so that I use it primarily to check what the TSA lines are like at various airports that I will be traveling to and from or connecting through. Usually if you are connecting through, you don't have to do a separate another TSA inspection, but I just like to be aware of those kinds of things. And so I just, the more you know, the better off you are when it comes to downloading your app for your airline, downloading the TSA app or anything else that can help you on your way. And when you book with Fox World Travel, we can help you with all of those things and make those kinds of suggestions for you.
And when you get the paperwork from Fox World Travel, there's a number on there that's manned 24/7 that you can call and get help if you need it. So,
yep. And so that, again, when people say, no, I like to do it all on my own, but how do you handle your mishaps? How do you handle weather-related issues and those kinds of things? And it's just so important for you to be proactive when it comes to those situations, because you look at those lines at the airport and think, I don't have to be in that line because I figured it out myself.
All right. 855-616-1620 is the number. We only have one segment coming up. Is that right? Yes. So it's going fast. The show is almost over. Get your calls and texts in, and also text FWT to that same number to get the link to get the sales that are going on right now with Fox World Travel and the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
The Fray going to be there
the
weekend of June 26th through the 28th at Summerfest.
Because they became popular because of the Friends theme, right?
No. Friends was
the Rembrandts.
The Fray.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think the Fray was on Grey's Anatomy.
That's it. Thank you.
Look at you, Isaac.
Exactly.
There you go. Got us covered. Appreciate it.
So we talked a little bit about the Paris to Rome trip, but I also want to focus a little bit more on the group travel. For those people who are on our website, you go to the vacation tab, you go to group travel, and then you can look at the exclusive tours and cruises. I would have that as marked as one of my favorites in my bookmarks, because when those 2026 groups are announced, that's where we'll hit you with those. Of course, you will hear me on the air talking about those. Yeah. Also, please know that when you look at these, for example, I'm looking at Ireland Adventure, May 9th to the 17th. They're going to give you a map. They're going to give you a day-to-day itinerary. They're going to give you some tour highlights. They're going to tell you what's included. And then they're going to also talk to you about an air and tour package and a tour only package. You know, a lot of times people say to us, I never book any of your group tours because I don't I live in San Diego. Sure, well, okay. Sure. You can just, you can meet our group in the destination. It's very, very common. Not everybody takes our air only. Our air packages. Lots of people want to upgrade to business class.
Or they have points that they use for a certain
miles,
airline.
Exactly.
Or,
they want to go a couple days early. Somebody just texted me not that long ago and said, hey, what would it be okay if when we got off of our group river cruise, we spent a couple days in Basel, Switzerland? Certainly. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So mention that to your advisor that you want to do pre or post. When I see group travel, most of the time people are asking to do after the trip because they want to travel with the group,
right?
And then they want to extend it. But there's all kinds of various ways. We have people who are loyal to a particular airline and they want to continue to rack up their miles and use their miles for the upgrades. We completely get that. We do our best to get the best schedule with the best price. And if you don't like it or you don't want it, you don't need to take it.
Tuscany, Ireland, Danube, Switzerland. I mean, the variety's up here.
It is.
And Brews and Views in Oktoberfest.
And again, we've got two tables for that. We talked about January having to give our tables back. They were kind enough to let us hold on to two tables. And we know that this year is a little unique in so many ways, government-related things and economy-related things and et cetera. But, you know, you don't want to wait so long that now we've had to give back something, a hotel room, a table, right, a ticket, whatever it might be, and now we've got to get it back. Sure, we can get you on, but we got to see if we can get you this, that, or the other thing. So why not just do it now? It takes a deposit, and then the balance isn't due for, I think, 45 to 90 days before you travel. Croatia, the Danube River cruise is still on there. That's June 2nd to June 12th. Just a lot going on right now at Fox, and soon 2026 will be on there
You can travel with WTMJ people like Gene Miller and Steve Scafidi.
Absolutely. Yep. And you want to be listening for more because as WTMJ has broadened their lineup, we're going to start working with some of those new talents or new to our listener talents and come up with some really fun things. And if you've ever traveled with either Scafidi or Gene Miller, you have had the time of your life. They are just an absolute blast, kind, wonderful, engaging people.
All right, so we talked about the group travel quite a bit. What else does Fox World Travel do?
So Fox World Travel is an all-inclusive type one-stop shop. So in addition to the meetings and incentives, as well as the corporate travel that we do within our vacation department, we can do any kind of travel that you need. We call it independent travel. You're not a group person yet. You see how I said yet. you want to do this on your own, but you need a little assistance. You want the security and safety, knowing that Fox has got your back. You're booking with one of our advisors, our trusted advisors. We mentioned last week when you were gone, Apple Leisure Group gives out what they call Wave Runner Awards, and 1,500 in the United States. There are 15,000 travel agencies.
Wow.
And that and among them, 1,500 were selected as the top salespeople for ALG. We have 34 of them, Dayton.
Wow.
34. And of those 34, four are Wave Runner Plus. Their sales with Apple Leisure Group are so high that they're in the top 150 in the entire nation. So these people know their stuff when it comes to sun and fun. But how do you find a travel advisor? There is a tab that says travel advisor, and you can put in a specialty or a destination and get somebody who will be more than happy to help you with that niche destination. Many of our advisors are virtual. Yes, we have offices throughout the southeastern part of Wisconsin, but some of these virtual agents have been in this business 20 plus years. They just happen to be working virtually for us.
Sure.
And you don't need to walk into an office. You do not need to see somebody face to face. I know some of you like it and you want to continue to do that, and we hope you will, but we have that option as well.
All right, couple texts here. No question, just a note that your show is awesome. You help so many people. That's nice. Another one says that while I was traveling back from Nashville last Sunday morning, my friend was also patted down by TSA since he was wearing a designer athletic outfit with a hoodie.
The hoodie
so
is the thing.
Who knew
we got to find more
thing
out about the hoodie.
And then this one says, I mailed my passport in for renewal December 18th, received it January 27th. One thing, mailing it. I got a tracking number so I could see when it was delivered. I could tell when they cashed my check, all that good stuff. So some good things coming in through the text line as well. So we thank you for that. You here next week?
I'm here for a while. And then I head off to spring training.
I was just going
to
say, when is that?
Yeah, spring training is the middle of March,
okay.
And then upon return, I go immediately to the Galapagos. So you will have some fill-ins for a while. But also, when I come here next week, right after that, I'm going to be heading to the airport because I'm going to be flying to Tulum on the 23rd of February,
okay.
Which is the new airport in Cancun, because I need to see it so I can come back and tell the listeners about the Tulum airport.
Rough life, indeed, Rose Gray.
True.
Rough life. Okay. So foxworldtravel.com, that's the starting point. If somebody fills out the form on the website, somebody will reach out to them Monday or today?
It could be today.
Could be today.
As early today, but it could be. So just be thinking of what you could do, where you could go, and by texting FWT still for today, you don't have to be listening to the show for this to happen, you will get put into that Q that's going to give you what is your name, what is your email address, and bam, they're going to send you the latest and the greatest deals for now.
All right. And you guys aren't commission-based. So whoever's
exactly.
helping you is helping you because they need to help you.
Because they want to help
yes.
you. Because they want you to have the best experience. It is not uncommon at all at Fox World Travel for somebody to say, I could help you with that. However, I know somebody who is an expert in that destination. Would you be all right if I put you in touch with him or her?
Sure.
Because we want you to have the best possible experience and remember, make the memories that you're looking to make. So, we're seamless. We send out our people into the field, like you hear me going, but somebody's got you covered when your advisor is out.
All right. So, we thank you everybody for the participation today.
It was great.
Every Saturday from 9 to 10 a.m. It is the Fox World Travel Show. Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management coming in next with Money Talk.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.